you ever meet somebody with a Aries? Oh, I was going to say, ever meet someone who's Aries rising but a Libra? Like a Libra with an Aries rising?
Yeah, I know someone, yes.
Well, actually, you touching on something that I really find very strange. Like when somebody's sun sign is in the opposite of their rising sign or something, it's really strange. Aquarius, I mean, in a Aquarius in the fifth house. You know, yeah. I find it because it's kind of like opposite type energies. But anyway, yeah. We getting.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering. It just made me think of it. Aries season and now we're in Libra. So I wonder how that person deals with things.
Well,
I had odds all the time.
The people I have met.
Very indecisive.
They're controlling in their relationships. Mm-hmm. They want their relationships to be balanced and all that. And they end up being very Aryan-like going about getting that balance, which is trying to control and all that stuff instead of being the timid Libra.
Interesting. I like that take.
Thank you.
All right.
Mars and Libra.
All right. So persuasive and at the same time argumentative. It's funny. You just said that. Enthusiastic and active in partnerships. They sometimes strife in relationships due to strong desire to have their own way. At the same time, like, they want balance, but at the same time, they want their own way. So that's like the issue that surrounds them a lot. It's like they're at odds all the time because they want to make somebody happy, but then at the same time, they want to be happy, and it's sometimes hard for them to find balance in that. They can be easygoing, lazy at times, and lacking in self-reliance if the rest of the chart's not strongly positive. But on a positive note, they are very objective, and they do seek justice objectively. And in an argument, they will try to see both sides. They will definitely try their hardest to listen to both sides.
They make great lawyers, huh?
They do, but it's detriment because it's like they're constantly at odds. Like, they want to go forward and be assertive, but then at the same time, they're like not sure because they're indecisive. Yeah.
A little side note about Libra. The timid ones. They are timid to a point. Things build up, and then they explode. And when they explode, they're just as fierce as an Aries.
Yep, that's very, very true. I have a friend who's a Libra, and you would think he's the most passive, easygoing person, but when you upset this person, you'll see it. I remember Barbara used to tell me, an iron fist in a velvet glove. That's what she would say, Libras. Iron fist in a velvet glove.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
But that also applies to the other cardinal signs, Cancer and Capricorn as well. Mm-hmm. Just a little side note.
Yeah, but I think it applies it a little differently though, because like the velvet glove is very like Libra aesthetic.
Right.
Like, yes. Yes.
Like, have it, but nicely though.
Yeah, and a Cancer.
Like a female serial killer.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever pissed a Cancer off?
Yeah.
How does it look?
My boyfriend's a Cancer.
So if it's not TMI, how does he get when he's angry?
Well, not just him, but like Cancers in general, they just get really upset and they just, I don't know. I just think that they get really
They
lash out and then they just run away. I'm like, all right, well, okay.
So they have that burst of anger, like an airy, like come out and then go running high, like you said.
And then they cry about it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, it's okay,
you're fine.
Don't.
Yeah, you're the one that's consoling them.
Yeah. I don't mind. My moon's in Cancer, so I'm like the same in a way emotionally. I I totally get it. All right.
Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.